back, knock him back. Fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, light him up, light him up, light him up, light him up. Knock him back, knock him back, knock him back, knock him back. Fill him up, fill him up, fill him up, fill him up. Cause if she ain't ever coming back, I'ma need some whiskey glasses. Cause I don't wanna see the truth.
Radio 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Early voting began Tuesday in Georgia, and plenty of folks couldn't wait to get to the polls.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. Staying in Georgia, a judge has blocked a new rule that would require ballots to be hand counted after polls close on Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris today to make a case for putting the country ahead of party, standing at the site where Washington crossed the Delaware during the Revolutionary War. Former President Trump saying his tariff plan would not raise prices for American consumers, telling the Economic Club of Chicago Tuesday that he's right and economists as well as the Wall Street Journal are wrong about that. This is ABC News. Protests in Michigan demanding breakfast giant Kellogg take out artificial coloring in its cereals.
California just last month banned the dyes from food served in public schools. In response to the protest in Michigan, Kellogg insisted its products are safe, saying its ingredients meet federal standards. The FDA has said most kids have no adverse effects from color additives. But critics argue the FDA developed its standards without assessing possible neurological effects.
ABC's Rihanna Nally. And a bit of wild America arriving in the Chicago suburb of Hoffman Estates.
The moment I saw it, I thought to myself, I have no idea what that is. It's not normal.
Definitely not for Illinois. What she was seeing out her back door was a caracal. That's a large endangered cat found in parts of Asia and Africa. Took police a couple of hours to finally corner and capture the cat. No word on where it came from, but it's now going to an animal sanctuary in Wisconsin. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on Election Day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Brume, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. Saturday at 12 p.m., it's arm wrestling in the Northwoods. Hosted at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden, there's going to be arm wrestling for every ability, all ages, kids, women's, amateur, and open men's classes. Kids will be divided by age and weight. The entry fee is $5, and there will be awards to first through third place. The amateur right and left hand classes will have an entry fee of $10, with awards to first through third places. Ladies right and left will have an entry fee of $10 with cash and awards to first through third places. Men's open right and left will have an entry fee of $20 with cash and awards to first and third places. And there will be super matches at 1 p.m., then kids to completion and awards, then amateur and ladies to completion and awards, then open to completion and awards. Once again, this is Saturday at 12 p.m. at Lena's Bar and Grill in Glidden for arm wrestling in the Northwoods. I'm Austin Bure, and this has been Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Outdoor News is brought to you by J&A Services.
Attention outdoor enthusiasts! J&A Service Marine and Power Sports is now open in their new location inside the former Suburban Furniture Building on Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin. They service all marine and power sports backed by years of experience. Enjoy summer rentals including boats, wave runners, pontoons, ATVs, and UTVs. Explore their showroom stocked with EGL and BMS dirt bikes, scooters, VV electric bikes, plus, Tail Youth ATV scooters and kids dirt bikes. Gear up with climb and fly performance gear and accessories. Watch for MiroCraft boat sales and service. Taking orders now. Open weekdays 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Weekends by appointment. Complimentary mounting and balance included with any tire purchase from J&A Services Marine and Power Sports. Now located at W7361, State Highway 182 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
I'm Rob Dreisline, and this is from the pages of the Outdoor News, brought to you by Onyx Hunt. An article by Molly Meister in the most recent edition of Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine detailed how peregrine falcon populations have been ticking upward in recent decades in the Badger State. I'll share some more facts about this Wisconsin wildlife success story when we return, but first...
Sick of eating tag soup? It's time to own your odds this fall with Onyx Hunt, the GPS hunting app trusted by millions of hunters. Now you'll have access to nationwide public and private land ownership information, waypoints, optimal wind for each stand, tracks, and much more. All at your fingertips. Go to onyxmaps.com/hunt and use code ODN20 at checkout to receive 20% off your membership. That's code ODN20.
Welcome back. We usually profile stories from Wisconsin Outdoor News during this segment, but an interesting story in the fall edition of Wisconsin Natural Resources magazine caught my eye. Author Molly Meister notes that peregrine falcons are actually the fastest animal on the planet, and they live right here in Wisconsin. When diving through the air chasing prey, mostly other birds, peregrine falcons can achieve speeds of up to 230 miles per hour. For almost half a century, however, peregrines were gone from Wisconsin. Thanks to the effects of DDT, a now banned pesticide, peregrines were virtually extinct in the lower 48. In the late 1980s, with the effects of DDT then in the rearview mirror, the Wisconsin Peregrine Falcon Recovery Plan was launched. After nearly 40 years of effort, peregrines are once again nesting and raising young in the Badger State. In 2023, there were 43 confirmed successful peregrine nests in Wisconsin. Welcome back to an incredibly cool animal. I'm Rob Dreisline, and this has been from the pages of the Outdoor News. Learn more at OutdoorNews.com.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters. Northwoods
weather. Mostly sunny today, becoming a little breezy by late this afternoon. Our high today 57, the wind southwest 5 to 15 this morning, gusting to 25 by mid to late afternoon. Tonight clear and breezy, 35 tomorrow, sunny, windy, high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable, currently it's 21. 98 Q Country.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow in her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you wanna be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no. We're grown up and she's my wife. Still like two kids with stars in our eyes. Ain't much changed, I still chase Emmy Lou. Up and down the hall, around the bed in our room. Last night I took her out in a white limousine. 20 years together, she still gets to me. Can't believe it's been that long ago. When we got started with just a little note. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.
For you. Ready? Uno, due, tre, quattro.
When I was a boy, just about the eighth grade, Mama used to say, don't stay out too late with the bad boys.
Always shoot the pool, Giuseppe going to flunk a school.
Boy, it making me sick, all the thing I gotta do. I can't get no kicks, I always got to follow rules.
Boy, it making me sick, just to make the lousy bucks. Got to feel like a fool. And the mama used to say all the time,
what's the matter to you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. Ah, shut up your face.
That's my mama, I cannot remember. Big accordion solo. Star. Then they make a TV shows and the movies. Get myself a new car, but still I be myself. I don't want to change a thing. Still I dance and I sing. I think about the mama, she used to say,
what's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
Mama, she said it all of the time.
What's the matter you? Hey, got no respect. What do you think you do? Why you look so sad?
It's not so bad. It's a nicer place. I shut up your face.
That's my mom.
Hello everybody. That's out there on the radio and the TV land. Did you know I had the big hit the song in Italy with it? This shut up your face. I sing this song, all of my fans applaud, they clap their hands.
so good. You ought to learn that this is a song, it's a real simple. See, I sing, what's the matter you? You sing, hey, then I sing it the rest. And then at the end, we can all sing, ah, shut up, you face. Okay, let's try it really big.
So bad, hey. It's a nicer place, hey. Shut up your face.
That's a great, we're gonna do the best this time, I bet. Hey,
what's the matter you,
hey.
Got no respect,
hey.
What do you think you do,
hey.
Why you look so sad,
hey.
It's a not so bad,
hey.
It's a nicer place,
hey.
Shut up your face.
Okay, one more time for mama, everybody.
What's the matter you,
all right, Reality Radio, this the 16th of October, 2024. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country Studios, subbing for Joel this morning, be hanging out with you throughout Reality Radio. I've got Susie Daniels here with me this morning. We're going to talk about some really important needs that the community has and what organizations are serving those needs and how. Later, we'll hear from Richard Pulcher running for the 68th Assembly District in Wisconsin. I believe we'll have Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber here and a couple other unconfirmed guests that may or may not include Big G. But good morning, Susie. How's it going today?
Good morning. Good. Thank you. Nice to see you.
Oh, you too. Mm-hmm. Well, you too. Well, I've got a flyer here in front of me that is warning me to properly dispose of my sharps and to get a flu shot. Mm-hmm. And it sounds like those two efforts are more connected than they've probably ever been in the county.
Well, yeah. And if I can start, you know, what these efforts are a result of a coalition within our Price County area. The hospital and the Price County Health Department are encouraged to do a needs assessment every 3 to 5 years of their communities. And with that, every 3 to 5 years, we look at our community and ask them questions, do surveys, do interviews, etc., to say, you know, what do you think the needs of your community are? For as long as I can remember, and I've been at the health department for some time, that the concerns for mental health and the concerns for alcohol and other drug abuse exist here within the Price County. So we really base our coalition off of, you know, trying to work within those needs and finding strategies to, well, prevention is the best bet. So with that, of course, you look at things such as our environment and what's bad for our environment. I was here about 2-3 months ago with Dylan, our drug investigator, talking about getting rid of your unused medications and how to do it properly. Well, today I'm here to talk about sharps, how to get rid of sharps. And what are sharps? They're like needles, lancets, syringes. And you can imagine those just thrown into our environment are not good for anybody.
No, and of course, people immediately think of the city. You see the orange cap syringes hanging out on the street corners, and that's obviously not happening too much here in Price County. But the fact is, if you've got people, people have needs. Needs create excess and waste, and one of those products is sharps. Mm-hmm. That's an inevitable result of having people, having a town, really. Mm-hmm. Towns have sharps. Mm-hmm. So this an effort by the department, and by the way, this is not something I was as familiar with as I'd like to be, the Price County AODA/MH Coalition, alcohol and other drugs, and mental health. So huge and more important than ever before. I think I blame the internet personally, but clearly mental health is at a point where it's never really been, and it's easy for us to believe that the Northwoods is the perfect place not to experience that, but that's a bit of an illusion, isn't it? We have the same problems anywhere has, just different flavors of them, different versions of them.
Exactly.
We're all human beings, though. That's the linking part.
Mm-hmm.
So needles, syringes, lancets, there's going to be a temporary disposal box on top of the permanent options that are always around, and those temporary drops, they are specifically... Those are timed with the flu shot effort.
Exactly.
Do I understand that correctly?
We thought, well, we looked at our sharps disposal, and the sharps disposal within Price County kind of went away this summer. And of course, as public health, we had to, you know, come up with solutions. So we collaborated. Partnerships are a big, big, big thing in a rural county. We collaborated with the Park Pharmacy, with Lakeview Pharmacy, and with public health. And we were able to put permanent drop sites for sharps in each of those areas. Well, if you look at the map, where's the gap? The gap is in southern Price County. So how can we take care of that gap? Well, we combined temporary Sharps disposal site with our flu clinics. Next Monday and Tuesday, we'll be heading to southern Price County, our public health nurses. And with that, they're going to be bringing their Sharps containers to get rid of, to anyone who comes in from that area, to bring their properly disposed of, and maybe we can go over that. Properly disposed of means, you know, we see in our department heavy laundry detergent bottles, like a Tide bottle,
okay,
that has a screw on cap, and take that and use that as your Sharps container in your home. You might want to label it Sharps. Of course, keep it away from kids, keep it away from anyone who might suffer from injury. When it's full, seal it up nice and good, and take it to one of the temporary drop-off sites, which we're providing next Monday and Tuesday.
So it looks like multiple locations each day, though, too. Monday, October 21st, it looks like the Kennan Fire Hall and the Ogama Library, but at different times. Kennan Fire Hall, 9:30 to 10:30, and then it seems like you guys will be taking the container over to Ogama Library, 8:30 till 12:30, midday.
Yeah, 11:30 to 12:30.
Oh, excuse me. Did I say 8:30? I'm stuck in the reality radio rut here, trying to panic and plan about the day here in the back of my mind. But that's on top of the permanent options that people have: Park Pharmacy, Phillips Public Health, which is in the Norbel Building, and Lakeview Pharmacy. And then on Tuesday next week, it'll be the Brentwood Community Center, 10 to 11, and the Prentice Railroad Rec Center, noon to 1. So
all with combining with coming in to get a flu shot during that same time.
Yes, exactly. So that's the implied smart way to do it. Get your flu shot, put in the Sharps.
Exactly. Get your flu shot, dispose your Sharps.
Both at the same time. Mm-hmm. Now, by the way, I absolutely have to. You're probably hoping I won't, but you mentioned you've been doing this for a long time, and immediately, you know what I heard in the back of my mind. So many listeners have been treated to the wash your hands rap.
Yeah.
We will not be performing the wash your hands rap today on 98Q Country because it doesn't count as country music, if for no other reason.
Someday we'll come back and do it together.
Well, not on the air, though. We'll have to record it, and then I'll edit myself out, and then we'll play what's left. Well, so we've got a big effort to make sure Sharps have disposed of properly, giving people in Price County the opportunity to do that. One big thing, Susie, that stands out to me is that a lot of us are pretty used to displacing a little bit to getting to what we need, whether it's groceries, whether it's clothing for our kids or school shoes. We're used to head over to Minocqua, head over to Wausau, head to another county. And this, an important effort to prevent that kind of necessity.
Right.
It, like I said, it's one of those things that a lot of us don't think about, but I'm pretty sure it's like garbage collection. If you stopped collecting garbage in any, even a community this size for like a week, you'd know. It would immediately become an overwhelming issue, and that's really true of Sharps too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And I think a lot of people think you don't find things such as an old needle in the park when you're going there with your kids, but you can ask our law enforcement and anyone else that it does happen here. So let's try to get rid of those unused, unwanted items, and on the other end, we see healthier communities, which is part of our vision at the coalition.
Awesome. And not to oversell it in any way, I don't mean that if we stop doing this, there will be an avalanche of drug paraphernalia. It's not like that.
No.
But it is a significant thing in a way that doesn't stand out, in many cases, until you're much closer to it than you like. So, frankly, on behalf of everyone so inclined, thank you to the Price County AODA Mental Health Coalition and to you for putting these efforts out. And thank you for sharing a little bit of your time with us this morning.
I truly appreciate it. Thank you.
Of course. Is there anything else going on at Price County Health and Human Services that the people ought to be aware of? Get your flu shots, folks, but other than that.
Well, no, it's a big flu shot time, and I guess we're looking at also the new COVID vaccine. It has been delivered to us, so if you would like to sign up, please call us on the Price County Health Department at 715-339-3054. Set that up, and we would be able to help in any way.
I got my shots together. That might be the most significant advertising campaign I've ever heard. That brilliant, I got my bleep together. My shots. Oh, Toby is alerting us to the fact that
We might have the next guest here for Reality Radio. Once again, Susie Daniels from the Price County Health Department. Thank you so much.
Oh, appreciate it. Thank you.
We will likely hear from Susie again in the nearest future about more efforts for flu and potentially sharps disposals. We'll be back with more Reality Radio after Anywhere With You, Jake Owen, here on 98Q Country.
Is a double wide trailer sitting back in the holler on a country road? Then, baby, that's where we'll go. If you don't want to settle down, we can bounce around from town to town, and that's fine with me. If you want to just ride the breeze, well, I'll go anywhere. West Virginia, baby, I don't care. Mexico. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light in my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you. Bet there's a two-lane running right through the middle of a wide-open desert to a ghost town. If you want to just hide out, we can send a postcard back from a mountaintop out in Idaho. Maybe get snowed in anytime, baby, you say when. Seen California, pick a spot on any old map. I travel light and my bags are packed, just as long as I'm where you're at. I'm gonna have a real good view. I'll go anywhere, anywhere with you.
Yo, yo, what's up, y'all? It is your boy Jelly Roll.
I'm not okay, but it's all gonna be alright.
Hey, it's Morgan Wallen.
A long-lived cowgirl, never gonna settle on down, girl.
Oh, yeah, oh, yeah.
98 Q Country.
Said I wouldn't call, but I lost all control.
stop looking at the door, wishing you come sweeping in the way you did before. And I wonder if I ever crossed your mind.
Need You Now. That one was Lady A here on 98Q Country. Before that, it was Jake Owen with Anywhere With You. Greg Gunderson here in the 98Q Country studios with Reality Radio. I've got a phone call coming in that I'm going to have to handle in a bit. My familiarity with the equipment stops me from doing all those smooth Joel moves. I am far from alone in the studio, though. I have got with me here the one and only Big G. Good morning.
Morning, Gray.
I've also got Steve Quirk, these two members of the Fifield Lions, and Austin is over there in the corner away from the microphone, warming up a smoothie in his hands there. How's it going there, Austin?
Going pretty good.
You look a little bit tired.
I am very tired.
Well, luckily the gentlemen on either side of you have plenty of energy. let me see here. Let's go like that once, and we'll just have to hold that phone call for a moment, and we will be able to... We will be able to answer that one in a little bit. I'm guessing that's one of my later unconfirmed guests. But I'm here with members of the Fifield Lions. They've got an event happening this Saturday, correct, Big G?
Yes. I want to welcome Lion Steve, the bartender.
Steve, the bartender.
Club here, one of our new members.
Welcome,
Steve.
Thanks.
Great to have you. All right, yes, big event coming up this weekend on the 19th, Saturday, October 19th, is the Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Fair. This is going to be held at the Fifield Fire Hall, and it's hosted by the Fifield Congregational Church. It's having a bake sale there. The Fifield Lions Club will be there. We're doing a grilled cheese and homemade soup lunch. People rave about Connie's lasagna soup over there, and I know we got some great chicken flavors and everything, so come on down. It's Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. right at the Fifield Fire Hall there, and there'll be crafts and booths there, and we have 50-50 raffles, and all goes to support these organizations, the Fifield Congregational Church, the Fifield Lions Club, Friends of the Fifield Firefighters. So hope to see everybody down at the Fire Hall. Saturday, October 19th.
That means you're going to be there, correct? Busy as
you know,
can be?
I may not be there.
Nah, I don't blame you one bit. That's the thing with these Saturday events is that all of the human effort that goes into making them possible almost never is visible. It can't be. That's almost part of it, is like the last thing you do before the event starts is hide every sign of how hard it was to put together. So on behalf of everyone who might not notice it this Saturday, thank you guys for putting on, well, putting out so much effort to it. But you also mentioned to me that that is not all that we've got going on, at least Lions-wise and in the area. What else have you got for us,
BG? To that, we've got a couple Lions members involved, and of course, in the Flambeau Riders UTV ATV Club, the Fifield Lions are actually a member of that also, and they present a ride here for Bobby out at Bobbers on the Lake there and her fight against cancer. So this is a fundraiser for Bobby Munoz. Our prayers and thoughts are with her as she battles cancer. And the ride leaves Bobbers at 10 a.m. Live music at Willie's Still there. And they'll be selling food there to benefit Bobby. 50-50 drawings, Vichy's Pub and the Grove donated hot dogs and brats. And Jerry Crom donated all the plates, plastic, silverware, and napkins. Lena's Northern Pines, they donated potato salad and buns. So a lot of organizations have stepped forward here to help Bobby Muno out here as she has her battle and fight here with cancer. So we wish her well with that. And then, like I said, that will be this also this Saturday.
And
October 19th.
Just like Susie Daniels was saying just a few minutes ago, she was here with the Price County Health and Human Services, and she mentioned that partnership cooperation is absolutely 100% key to any major effort in the Northwoods. And I agree, that's how, with fewer people, how you get things done. Just a little bit of help here, a little bit of help there, and it comes together to make an amazing event. What time was that taking
Definitely,
place again, BG?
Our motto is Lions as we serve, and our Lion Bob Wartko, he's going to be doing brats and dogs out there at Willie's. So,
all right.
And then Bob Lavoie is organizing the ride and everything, so hats off to some of our fellow Fifield Lions for putting this event on as well.
And what time will that be taking place?
I got a meet out there. Meet at Bobbers at 10 a.m.
Okay, awesome.
And ATVs, UTVs, meet there, and then they're going to take off and go for a ride and raise a lot of funds to support Bobby Muno. And we, like I say, our prayers and thoughts go out to her, and God be with her.
For everybody wondering, as so many have, what the Lions might do aside from, I know everybody sees the mints and they know about the glasses and the eye care and things like that. This is a perfect example of things that the Lions do. This is not a Lions event per se. You know, this isn't
right.
The Lions are presenting. No, this is several local area organizations to benefit an individual and also help out some area organizations. And it all keeps itself possible. As you commit to this cycle of giving back, you'll find that it becomes easier to do so as you begin. It's just the starting
process. The
majority
of our fundraisers go right back in the community. We're going to be providing some grocery cards and clothing cards for a displaced family from Florida.
Okay.
They're actually up here at the Lazy Loon Lodge.
Yeah, I remember
and,
you mentioned that the other day.
We mentioned them the other day that they're in need of several things and donations that can be dropped off there at the Lazy Loon Lodge. And I don't know if I have my copy with me. I don't think I do. But the girls need clothes and so forth and blankets and... stop out there at the Lazy Loon Lodge right there on State Highway 13, and they've got everything there that they need. So, and they are thank you to the Lazy Loon Lodge. They are actually putting the family up because their apartment was destroyed in Hurricane Helene.
And the updates coming out finally. We all knew that there would be a lot more numbers. The numbers would tick up as the efforts at aid could be dispersed out through those. I mean, it's tougher to navigate what used to be a road when it's now a river. And because of that, those death tolls, I'm afraid, and the number of injuries, the amount of need. I mean, the need is already there. We're just going to become steadily more aware of it. So that's another thing we've actually got going on through our home network, Civic Media. If you're interested in supporting the efforts at recovery from Hurricanes Helene and Milton, check out civicmedia.us. Look at the top of the page. You'll see some links to help you out. We've been listening to Big G of the Fifield Lions talk about some things happening in the Park Falls area, but not alone in studio. We've got Steve Quirk also. Did I hear you're a recent addition to the Fifield Lions, Steve? Did I have you correct there?
Yeah, my position as Steve the bartender. I have that titled thanks to Big G here, but I was a lion downstate in Port Washington, Southville for years, and it's all to be part of the community and help communities grow and support each other. And it's what you get out what you put into it. And,
yes.
We're always looking for bodies, not so much bodies, but members that want to be involved. And you mentioned earlier about things getting done behind the scenes.
Yes.
We're not in it for the glamour or anything. We're in it for the good of the community. And I came from a large community, and now I've been here since January 19th. And I'm very happy to be in a small community, but it takes people to make the community.
Well, hey, you almost got your first year completed. Welcome to the area. You picked an election year, which might be a questionable time to join a new community, but I think you're doing it just perfect. One thing I noticed, Big G has mentioned that I've kind of taken a look at Lions membership and still am kind of on a continual basis. One thing I noticed at the meeting that I attended was that several people who were added to the ranks that evening were Lions at other places. I'm noticing a trend there that when a Lion moves, one of the first things they do is find the local chapter and get right back going, pick up where they left off. And regardless of where you might be, you are a Lion where you came from, you're a Lion where you're going to. That seems to be a general trend. You can take a Lion out of town, but you can't take the Lion out of that person. That's for
right.
sure.
That's right. And it is. I have some time on my hands now being retired, semi-retired. I guess I work harder now out at
Lena's. Oh, yeah, Lena's Northern Pines. You want to say hi to Steve?
Yeah. But fact of the matter is, once you get into the Lions International system, it's no different. All clubs are pretty much the same.
Yeah.
It's just the people. But it is the people, and I encourage anybody that's interested in joining up, look me up out at Lena's Northern Pines. I'll be happy to help you out. And Big G knows quite a few of the guys as well, but everybody's welcome.
Just ask for Steve the bartender, right?
That's right.
Awesome. I've got Big G here. We've got Steve the bartender. Austin is quietly holding down one corner of the studio. We're talking about the Fifield Fall Craft and Bake Sale being put on, not only by the Lions, but a couple other organizations. I believe it was the Fifield Congregational Church. Who else was involved in that?
Yeah, the Fifield Congregational Church is having a bake sale, and then the Friends of the Fifield Firefighters, they're the ones that do the movies and everything all the time.
Okay.
And work with the Fifield Fire Department, and of course the Fifield Lions Club. It's a joint effort.
And that's 9 a.m. till 4 p.m. this Saturday
right at the fire hall.
Right at the fire hall in town.
If it's warm enough, we'll open the doors up. But if it's a little chilly, we'll leave the doors closed. So,
well, hey, bring extra layers. It's easier to remove clothing that you have rather than finding clothing that you didn't bring. So a few light layers are better than one big heavy one, and it'll give you more options. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your time today.
We're going to have some basket drawings there, too. So lots of craft items, vendors, and a bake sale. So.
You might even have me there by the sound of it. It's becoming more and more enticing.
Definitely.
I'll be helping out in the kitchen.
Okay, so we've got Steve the bartender, we've got Austin the cook, and Big G the...
I'm just the
guy bringing this news to you right now.
Actually, my Mrs. Big G is going to bring a dessert. So.
Oh, okay. So Big G, the husband of the dessert provider. I approve. Well, thank you, guys. I appreciate your time today from the Fifield Lions. If you're curious about joining the Fifield Lions, what's the best way to direct people? Phone number, Facebook?
They can give us a call. They can call Gary, my brother, the president, at 715-661-2990. Or you can find us on Facebook.
All right.
They can call
to Steve.
My cell is 414-350-1485.
414-350-1485. Perfect. Thank you so much, Steve. And thank you both of you guys, too. We hear from Big G every once in a while here on 98Q Country. He's a part of our hometown crew, but we've got Steve. And, of course, we've got a little bit of Austin. We'll have more reality radio after bottom of the hour news. I've got some weather coming, and then we will hear from Courtney, I believe, from the Park Falls Chamber. Toby gave a little baby bark. I think that means our door alarm is ringing. Thanks again, guys. We'll chat with you later.
98Q Country. ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Early voting began Tuesday in Georgia, and plenty of folks couldn't wait to get to the polls.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. Staying in Georgia, a judge has blocked a new rule that would require ballots to be hand-counted after polls close on Election Day. Vice President Kamala Harris today to make a case for putting the country ahead of party, standing at the site where Washington crossed the Delaware during the Revolutionary War. Former President Trump saying his tariff plan would not raise prices for American consumers, telling the Economic Club of Chicago Tuesday that he's right and economists as well as the Wall Street Journal are wrong about that. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin has a $4.5 billion budget surplus. Wisconsin also has close to $2 billion in its rainy day fund. That's a record. Governor Evers says the extra money should be reinvested in the next state budget. Republicans have said they want to give the money back to taxpayers. Today is the last day to register to vote in Wisconsin by mail or online. In-person early voting starts next week. Kate Martin is Menominee City Clerk. She says planning ahead will ensure local clerks run a free and fair election.
The less work that they have to do in order to help voters get through that process on Election Day, the better and the least frustrating it is for voters themselves.
Martin says voters can help by having required documentation on hand when they register. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermay, and here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know. This Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m., it's the first annual Ashland Harvest Fest over at Hodgkins Park. Join the city of Ashland at Hodgkins Park for an event of live music, local artisans, indigenous harvest demonstrations, local farm vendors, family-friendly activities, food, drinks, and of course, fun! The music portion will happen under a large tent from noon to 10 p.m. adjacent to the beer garden. Local artisans, demonstrations, and local growers will be vending from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There will also be several local food vendors and food trucks from noon to 10 p.m. The City of Ashland will continue to share event details on their social media pages, and this event is free to attend. One of those social media pages is on Facebook, where you can find the City of Ashland under City of Ashland, WI. For more information or to apply to be a vendor, you can contact Jen at jfanucci@coawi.org. Once again, that is this Saturday from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. at Hodgkins Park for the first annual Ashland Harvest Fest. I'm Austin Bermay, and this has been your local Civic Media News.
The Bucks head to Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks fly to Dallas to play the Mavericks tomorrow night in their final preseason game. Head coach Doc Rivers on trying to make his practice sessions feel more like actual NBA games.
You can even have defenders in practice, but they're each other. And then, you know, we're blowing the whistle. And so everyone's going to play right. Then the game starts, and the guy next to you may call you a name or something. All of a sudden, you forget all that. It becomes competition, and you stop trusting. And so we got to be able to play through that, and that's where we're at.
NFL, the Packers back in the practice field, getting ready for the Texans, and they have a new place kicker. He's veteran Brandon McManus, who was with the Broncos 8 years, then the Jaguars. He'll replace rookie kicker Braden Narveson, who was released by the team yesterday after just 6 games. College football, the Wisconsin Badgers face the Wildcats at Northwestern Saturday, kickoff at 11 a.m. with sports on Mike Clemens.
Top and bottom of the hour news and sports every hour here on 98Q Country, especially in those morning and afternoon time slots. We just got done talking to Big G, Steve Quirk, Steve the bartender, moreover, and Austin, our very own Austin Brumet with the Fifield Lions to hear what they've got going on this Saturday at the Fifield Fire Hall. Now I sit here with the one and only Courtney of the Park Falls Chamber. How's it going this morning?
It's going well. How are you?
Not too bad. Not too bad. I've been mentioning a couple times, Courtney, that we had that lull that happens after Labor Day, but we are clearly in the middle of that last burst of activity that the summer folks and the fall folks want to get in before the winter hits and removes options from us. There's a few things happening in the Northwoods. Well, especially if you look out to the next week or two, but even just this weekend, it's a busy one in the Park Falls area.
It is. Yeah. If you're looking for something to do, no matter what level of activity you're looking for, there is something available. This Saturday, the Flambeau Riders UTV ATV Club is hosting a ride, Scare Away Cancer benefit for Bobby. They are going to leave from Bobber's at 10 a.m. and ride to Willie's Still, where there's going to be doing food and raffle drawings and all kinds of fun stuff. And then they're riding back to Bobby's. So if you want to, if you don't have an ATV, you can still join them by heading over to Willie's or heading over to Bobber's later in the day. And they're going to be doing some cool spooky contests, too, for best costume and best decorated UTV. And then if that's not going to work out for you, if you're looking maybe for something more physical, you can go to the Catkins Animal Rescue Paws for a Cause Walk. That's also going to be this Saturday at 9 a.m. at the Phillips Municipal Building. They leave there. It's just a walk for fun. There's no timing or anything like that. You can bring your dog if you'd like, as long as they're friendly. They welcome your furry friends to join. And then at the end, they're going to be doing raffling off some baked goods. So,
ooh, okay. Extra temptations there.
Yeah.
Now, Courtney, you and I, through our interactions with the station and studio dog, Toby, my buddy, of course, we're obviously both pet lovers. With your perspective as a member or part of the chamber, what does having an organization like Catkins mean to a community like this? I mean, I highlight them every day. They are the no-kill shelter of the Northwoods. We only have one of them.
Yes.
I mean, making them all the more important. So pretty cool that we've got some thorough fundraising efforts and some successful ones with Jordan's Way the weekend after last and more coming with our radio broadcast. How cool is it to have something like Catkins right in our backyard?
It's amazing. And they focus on Price County animals. So right now, all the animals in their care are from Price County, helping them to find new homes. Spay and neutering is a big message of theirs. So make sure to spay and neuter your pets, because there are a lot of them here in the Northwoods that still need homes. And if you're looking for a new furry companion, definitely put in an application and talk to Tanya and the staff out at Catkins about finding the perfect match for you, because there's quite a few out there looking for great homes.
CatkinsAnimalRescue.org is the place. Of course, I talk about the pet of the week every day here at 98Q Country. This week it's Pugsley. He's a very interesting mix. They believe it's like a lab pity dachshund kind of mix, and he looks like it. That is a combination right there. It's not as weird as you might think when you see the picture. Like, to hear that description is like, what kind of dog? Check out Pugsley. Check him out. CatkinsAnimalRescue.org. He's... and get lost in the list of adorable, adoptable animals.
He's adorable. I walked him last night. I walk dogs once a week out there, me and my husband, who I sign up to volunteer. I mean, he loves it, but he says it's against his will. So we were out there walking dogs, and I walked Pugsley last night. He is so fantastic. He's just adorable. You have to go see him to really appreciate him. And his, I believe, sister, Wednesday, is there as well. She looks similar. Yeah, they're so cute.
They actually, I hear Pugsley and I'm thinking Adam's Family the whole time, but yeah. I've yet to crack the joke. If his sister is Wednesday, then I won't be able to resist anymore.
Yeah.
So Flambeau Riders, Big G was talking about him too with the Fifield Lions benefiting Bobby up at Bobber's on the lake. The Catkins Walk taking place. You also mentioned that Fright Fest, spooky time we call it here at 98Q. That is coming for downtown whether you like it or not.
Yes, we are on Saturday, October 26th. Coming up fast, we are doing Fright Fest from 10 to 2. We are dropping the giant pumpkin with help from the Park Falls Fire Department and the city crew, and that's going to happen at 11 o'clock at Preisler Park for the giant pumpkin drop, and kids will be able to collect some seeds and try and grow their own giant pumpkin next season. And anyone who, you know, farmer, hunter, whoever could make use of pumpkin guts, we have plenty to spare, so bring your own bucket if you want to take some home home with you. We've got Trunk or Treat on 2nd Avenue there. That's going to happen from 10 to 2. And we also have the Phillips Children's Museum will be set up during that entire time at Prizler Park for getting some of those zoomies out, being able to play all those games and have a good time. And we also will have the Flambeau Growers are going to have a caramel apple station set up. Ooh, so that's man. New this year. And then the movie Mummies is going to show at 2 o'clock. So a nice way to end the event. You can warm back up by going inside for the movie and enjoy. And the movie theater will open at 1 o'clock so people can start going in, purchasing concessions if they'd like and getting a good seat. And starting on this Friday, for the adults, leading up to Fright Fest, we are doing a business scavenger hunt. I will be releasing the list of participating businesses later this afternoon on our Facebook page. But basically, you could start at any participating business. You pick up a little passport card, and then you go to all the businesses participating, or as many as you can get to. Each one of them will have a cool, spooky sign with a secret word. And then you just need to turn your card into either the chamber office, or you can come down to our Fright Fest trunk and hand it in there, and we are going to be drawing a winner for a special spooky basket at 1:30 during Fright Fest.
Sounds positively spooky.
Yes.
Ask me how I know, but epic pumpkin drop is really hard to say in a Transylvanian accent. That might sound random, but I might get to prove it to you sometime this October. So, Flambeau Riders, Catkins Walk, Fright Fest. Is there a pause to the action, or are we hitting the gas again this fall before the winter hits in the Northwest?
I think we're going to be hitting the gas again. It looks like it's going to be a busy season. There's going to be something to do coming up in November. That's when the holiday, everybody starts getting excited for leading up to the holidays, and we've got some exciting stuff coming up that I'll have more information on after Fright Fest.
All right. Well, we've been talking to Courtney from the Park Falls Chamber. One thing I'd like to highlight that isn't technically on this list but happens all the time, when you've got things like this, when we're in that kind of last gas, the second wind of the busy season here, area businesses know this, plan for this, and oftentimes have great deals, discounts, offerings that they might not normally have. You'll probably just see a few more sales than you normally see. So just because a business isn't necessarily listed on the official events page of what's happening, check them out anyway. It's a great time to check out these Northwoods businesses because, like I said, they know what's going on. They know how they can benefit both you and themselves, offering you some good discounts on their services and a lot of products. I know specifically Kayla's Kitchen and Closet comes to mind. I've been way too tempted by all of their fall offerings, and I know Kayla's got plans for the busy season that's still isn't here yet, cold as though it is. But either way, regardless of how you might support the community through Flambeau Riders, through Catkins, we thank you so much, Courtney, for bringing attention to it so people have the opportunity to give back to the community this way and to take part. We all want to take part, whether we realize it or not, and these are some of the best ways to do it.
Yes.
All right. We'll talk to Courtney again from the Park Falls Chamber. She's here every once in a while. Not often enough for our liking, but she brings good things every once in a while. We've got more guests coming up after 9 o'clock on Reality Radio. We will have Mark from Bigfoot Barbecue Sauce. Before that, though, I've got a couple words from our sponsors here on 98Q Country.
Community events on 98Q Country are brought to you by Forward Bank. Looking for hunting land, cabin on the lake, maybe a large home for your growing family, or maybe you're planning to build your dream house? Forward Bank has been helping families and communities since 1919. The tradition of treating customers like family is supported by a broad line of construction, land, home equity, and mortgage loans. Come see the experts at Forward Bank for your financial needs. Get started today with the online mortgage application at forward.bank or call 762-2411 or 339-3223. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Lakeland Kids Closet in Minocqua is the perfect one-stop resale shop in the Northwoods for a variety of items. Clothes, accessories, sporting goods, home decor, toys, and more. Plus, you'll find brand new Lakeland T-Bird gear to show your school spirit. Every purchase supports the Lakeland Union Wings program, helping special education students ages 18 to 21. Most resale items are $5 or less. Let your dollar grow further at Lakeland Kids Closet. Open weekdays 8:30 to 3:15. Next to Papa Murphy's in Minocqua. Donations welcome.
Attention bidders, the Heckman in-house online auction is happening now at their auction house in downtown Phillips. Hurry, bidding starts and ends this Thursday, October 17th at 7 p.m. Join them for a special preview from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. prior at Heckman's on Lake Avenue in Phillips. Discover amazing lots including art prints, beer memorabilia, clothing, collectibles, sterling silver jewelry, furs, and more. Don't miss out. View all the items at heckmanauction.com and download their free mobile app for easy online bidding. Heckman Auctions, heck yeah!
Serving Wisconsin's beautiful Northwoods, 98Q Country is 98.3 FM WCQM Park Falls, a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. It's the second day of early voting in Georgia after a record-breaking start.
More than 328,000. That is how many people, election officials say, turned out to vote early in person on the first day of early voting here in Georgia. Those numbers shattering records. At this polling location, they just keep coming. The line starting here about an hour before this location even opened.
ABC's Rachel Scott outside a polling place in Atlanta. And in Georgia, a judge ruling that the state election board cannot require poll